8-minute interview with Barry Jennings that's in Fabled Enemies. It's longer in Fabled Enemies. I want to air that at the end of the show today, at least part of it. I got a Keith Olbermann clip from a few days ago where he admits about the forced injection of immigrants with vaccines that are not mandatory for citizens. So he also, there's a hoax that citizens have to take it too. And this government's completely criminal. I mean, I'm sure they lie about everything. He's really something else. He tells the truth about government-sponsored terror and everything now. That's why they're trying to force him out. That's official. They fired him from election coverage, and they're trying to get him out for the next administration. That's been in the news that Olbermann's probably on his way out. I want to play about a one-minute clip of him talking about the vaccines. Then this disgusting Rothschild, the wife of the Baron, she goes, night. She says she's just a commoner, a no-big-deal person. The fact that they're now all over TV, and I don't mean if you have the name Rothschild, big, huge family, tens of thousands. I mean, this is the wife of the kingpin. You know, Rothschild's almost like when it comes to Jewish people, like the name Jones. Vladimir for Russians, you know, real popular. So I'm not blaming all Rothschilds here, but this is a very wicked Rothschild. And you can watch the video on Infowars.com. She's just so arrogant, so hateful. So we'll play part of both these clips back to back. First Olbermann, then the Rothschild shoveling BS on the public. Here it is.
Number three, vaccine gate. It is revealed that 2 months ago, Mr. Bush's immigration department added a new mandatory vaccination for anybody seeking U.S. citizenship. Gardasil, which protects against human papillomavirus, HPV, which is 19 months ago, the head of immunization for the Centers for Disease Control insisted Gardasil should not be mandatory for Americans because HPV is not communicable like, say, chickenpox is. So now if you're a citizen, you don't have to be vaccinated. If you want to become a citizen, you do. Meaning we are demanding they take away the right to choose, the right we give citizens. Oh, and we also have got another group of human guinea pigs for this vaccine. And Merck gets to charge them $162 a shot. Number two, passport gate. Remember this? That explosive night when it was revealed somebody had access.
Lynn Forrester de Rothschild is here with us in the Situation Room. And we're going to get your reaction. This was a surprise because you've been a Democrat for a long time. You love Hillary Clinton. And she says, don't vote for McCain and Palin. Why do you decide to cross over?
Let me just go back to your piece, if I may, for a minute. It is true. I am married to a wonderful man whose name is de Rothschild. It is also
true. And he's
true,
a baron.
And he's a knight.
He's a knight. Okay.
But not to quibble. But I grew up in a middle-class family in New Jersey. My parents worked two jobs to put four children through college, law school, and medical school. And we were told the American dream could be ours because we live in a great country. And I have lived the dream.
Because what they're saying, the Obama people, you just heard that congresswoman suggest that Lady Baroness de Rothschild, who is that to be talking about elitism when you are obviously among the elite right now?
See, this is so sad when the Democratic Party plays the class card and they try to divide America and they try to say that somehow my opinion is less worthy than another person's because I have this wonderful life. I have a wonderful life. I want John McCain and Sarah Palin in the White House so other people can have that wonderful
life. Because a lot of Clinton supporters know. Can I call you Lynn?
Yes, of course.
Okay. A lot of Clinton supporters say, you know, on so many of the issues that you supported and worked really hard for Hillary Clinton
right.
and the Democrats, the McCain-Palin ticket is opposite of what you believe in on some of the social issues. For example, I assume on gay rights or abortion rights or sex education in school. Some of these issues, you feel comfortable with McCain and Palin?
See, the Democratic Party tries to take those issues as wedge issues. There is no question that John McCain and Sarah Palin are going to take away the right to choose or they're going to take away gay rights. That's not what they're there for. They're there for ordinary Americans, the people who they are and the people who they fought for. That's why I support them.
But you support abortion rights, for example?
I support abortion rights.
Are you concerned?
You know, I'm not for Barack Obama, but when you get this witch supporting McCain, it makes you wonder. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to let her introduce herself and, you know, give us some background and really walk through the story. Some have heard it, others haven't. It's all documented. April Gallant worked inside the Pentagon on 9/11 as an administrative specialist for the top secret security clearance with SCI with the U.S. Army. And we're going to tell the story of what she witnessed on that day and the tremendous injuries and trauma on 9/11 that she survived. And I really want to thank April Gallant for coming on with us today to first tell her story of what happened then and the fight she's going through right now. April, it's great to have you on the show with us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. Start at the beginning. Who you were, what you were doing there, what happened that day, and then now what's happened after. All the key issues, please.
Okay. September 11, 2001, I was returning back from maternity leave, and with that comes getting situated. I was asked to take care of some paperwork prior to taking my son to daycare. So I said, yes, of course, to do what they said. But honestly, I didn't think that they were actually going to clear my son to get through. But somehow on that particular day, he was able to get cleared to go in the back with me. When I sat down at the desk, I pulled out the keyboard. I went to touch the computer. And as soon as I touched the button, boom. And then, of course, the rest is history. Now, from an insider's perspective, because it happened simultaneously, when I touched the keyboard, when I touched the button on the screen, I thought I triggered something. I mean, that's just, you know, by virtue of what took place.
Yeah, that was probably just a coincidence, because when I was covering a Bilderberg group meeting a few months ago, right as I go to open the door to go back in the room, and there was a TV crew inside, right as I open the door, right as I start cracking it, the alarm goes off. And I'm like, my God, what did I touch? I started saying, Rob, what did you touch? But it wasn't that. It just so happened to happen right as I turned the door, right as I swiped the key, and right as I pushed it down, it happened. So you hit the keyboard, right when you get to work, boom! Okay, continue. You're at the Pentagon. Supposedly an aircraft just slammed into it.
Right, and of course, being on the inside, there were no alarms, no hints. With everything that was going on, and they're always watching, you know, news around the world 24/7 in the Pentagon, there were no alarms, no hints, no warnings, nothing. So, you know, that was another wow. How come? And of course, you know, I eventually came to, and we got out of the debris, and I locked my shoes, and I bring this part up very crucial, because I walked barefooted out with my son. And I didn't see, you know, various types of debris or, you know, anything to that nature that would cause me to think, wow, that wasn't a bomb, that was a plane. So I was quite surprised. And then when I was told, and as I continued to relive the incident, I tried to see how was it possible. You know, I tried to rationalize the situation after I was given the information.
Yeah, let's go back and walk through this slowly. I mean, describe. You're in there with your newborn baby. You've just brought him into the Pentagon. Right as you sit down to go to work, a huge explosion. You know, what are you seeing in there? I mean, you described not seeing plane debris or luggage or people or anything. What are you seeing? I mean, there's images of inside the Pentagon where it's just sheer blown out and cut, and there's still computers and desks sitting there untouched, but the plane just disappears.
Right. I mean, you could see that there were, you could see where the, inside the computer, they were still burning. I guess stuff, I don't know what the inside of the stuff in the ceiling was. That it all came down. There was still some office. I don't know if it was desk equipment, whatever it was. It was all piled on top of each other. So it seemed it was more like we were blown and then covered under just debris. The metal desks weren't moved that much from what I saw. But that was it.
Now, you were right along the line of the explosion there, your office from that outer ring, where was your office along that line of the first several rings that got penetrated by the projectile?
Right, we were right there, what they would consider as the ground zero. We were in the first corridor E ring, fifth floor.
So you had an outside seat then. You were right up on the edge of the ring.
Right. So we were right there. I don't know if, you know, I try to rationalize, did the glass save us when we got blown a little bit? I mean, I really don't know.
But you didn't see any aircraft or any smoking aluminum or any dead bodies burning up. It was just, in fact, how big were the fires? We have the video of it. They look pretty small, and it's pretty clean, 16 foot.
They weren't, I guess when you're trying to get yourself together, maybe in the beginning it might seem that things seemed a little bit exaggerated because, again, you don't know what's happening.
Oh, no, it was terrible. You're in there and a big explosion.
You're like, right. You know, you hear this baby crying. You're wondering what's going on.
Thank God your baby was okay. I mean, how'd your baby do in all that?
Well, again, he had his – it was rough, and you know, in the beginning because he was so young, and his head was all soft and tender. So there was that period we went through with that. But again, he had stopped crying, and so that's what made me get out from under the debris. Because the other young lady that was in there, she's like, get your baby. And I'm like, oh, that's my baby. Because, you know, you're out of sorts. You're present, but then you're not. It's like it's real, but then it doesn't feel real.
Yeah.
So, you know, even
now,
today,
now,
I
now,
today.
Now, where did you climb out? And then after you climbed out, did you see the entry hole of the weapon?
Technically, they're claiming that the area that we came out of, that we walked out of, was supposed to have been the, this was the, trying to think of the name of the office that did the scaling of where everybody was located. They said what we came out of was the entry hole. I don't know. I know I came out of a big gaping hole, and when I came out, it felt like, you know, somebody had taken a hammer and beat me from my head all the way down to my body, so I collapsed on the grass.
Now, how big was that hole?
It wasn't that big.
Mm.
It really wasn't that big.
Big passenger liner. I mean, even if it hit, its engines would have hit, you know, 20 yards out, 15 yards out. You would have seen those smash up or make holes, but it didn't. It was just this 16-foot hole. And, you know, later they came in and dumped sand everywhere in front of it to make it look like it was worse. And you got some spools there, and the grass is doing just fine. And you climb out
right.
of this burning 16-foot hole, and then later they spray water on it, and the top collapses in a little bit. But still, that's only about 20 feet across.
Right. But even, you know, when I was coming out and I was about to collapse, they grabbed me on both sides of my arm. And they caught Elijah, but then the guy who had my right arm, he went back in. So I said, "Wow, how was he able to do that with that jet fuel?" And you know, based off the official story.
And this is just a few minutes after it happens. There's people,
I mean, right after.
And there's people just going in, but the jet fuel burned and melted all the plane and burned all the bodies. But they're just going right in there. It's no problem.
Right. I mean, back and forth.
Now, please continue. April?
Yes?
Okay, I was saying, please continue with your story.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear you.
That's okay.
And so, you know, again, it seemed real, but then it didn't. But it was, you know, a moment. And it was a very pivotal moment. And I spent a lot of time trying to comprehend the whole situation. But I wind up being at a local hospital. I did wind up eventually going to the hospital, but they separated me and my son. And later that night, or maybe it was after midnight, or maybe early that next morning, somebody brought my wallet. And in my wallet was my ID card and my son's ID card. So then they brought me and they put us together. But we were still in this triage-type setting because it was a room full of other people. And couple of hours later from that, not that I was keeping up with the sense of time or anything, someone came in, and that's when they said, "Do you know what happened?" And I said, "Well, no, not really. I thought maybe I triggered something." And then they said, "This is what happened." And then that was it. It wasn't like they were, "How are you? Are you okay? How's your kid?" I mean, it was nothing like that. It was just more of, "This is what happened."
Well, April, I want to go over the story very carefully here after the break. We really appreciate you joining us. But did you know now there's all these videos of minutes after the towers fall of guys in baseball caps professionally walking around saying the same thing about, "Well, you know, the plane went in with all that jet fuel and went out the other side, and it caused such incredible heat on the structural, weakened the girders, and it, you know, fell from a structural weakening, of course," but said it all professionally. Then the news all repeated it. And now we know at the Pentagon and at the World Trade Centers, guys would go around saying, "This is what you saw. You didn't see bombs going off. You didn't see that." You know, and with Building 7, they told the cops, "You didn't hear us say we were going to blow that up." So when we come back, I want to specifically go back in every detail you can tell us about who this person was, how they were dressed, what they looked like, what they said to you. I mean, imagine you're laying there in a bed. Why should they care about somebody at the Pentagon who her and her baby were hit? I mean, they know it's a plane. Everybody knows, you know. Why go to an eyewitness and say, "Hi, you're awake now, dear. Let me tell you what you just saw." Okay? Let's get this real straight right now with you. Just like they had all the guys on the streets going, giving a same script out. And BBC reporting Building 7 had fallen exactly as it did later fall, 25 minutes before it fell. Both BBC channels and CNN. I mean, folks, the facts are the facts. They did it. That's how dangerous these people are. Be right back with April Gallup and tell you the rest of her story. She needs our support.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
April Gallup is our guest. I'm looking at a photo of her and her young son, who's now grown up quite a bit since that terrible attack 7 years ago. April, continuing here with as much detail as you can, you're laying there in the hospital bed. Who did he identify himself as? Where did he say he came from? And what did you think? I mean, as somebody's hovering over you, telling you, this is what you saw, this is what happened, is that clear? You know, you got the official story, understand? I mean, go over as much detail as you can.
Well, the gentleman didn't identify his name. He was with other military. There was like one person in a Navy uniform and one in an Army uniform. But the gentleman who spoke was just in regular clothing. He didn't really say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so." It wasn't that like, "How you doing? I'm so-and-so, you know, I'm with." He never identified organization or...
No, he's,
you know,
he's
like
a spook.
That.
He's the kind of guy that launches missiles into buildings. He's a bloodthirsty spook, killer spook. And he's there to let you know, young lady, this is what you saw. Isn't that right? Because I'm a hardcore soldier, and I understand collateral damage and sacrificing pawns, and you don't. So, I mean, he's there. What are the other guys doing? I mean, was he white? Was he black? I mean, describe him.
He was a Caucasian American, and he was accompanied by an African American, and I think the other woman was Asian American.
Okay, so the spook house is there, and you're saying they're in different branches of the military uniforms. Do you remember?
Yes, because after he left, the lady did come back, and she was saying that they were going around, you know, doing accountability, because I had asked questions. I was like, well, wow, I mean, you know, are you going to ask if I'm okay? Or, I mean, well, who are you, you know? And so nobody said anything. He just said what he had to say, and that was it. So then she came back. And then she just said, hey, we have to do accountability and make sure we know where all the military people are.
Exactly. It's like, smooth that over with her. That one might ask questions. Now, I mean, by then, are you wondering why you're seeing on the news, or had you watched the news at a flight?
No, I had not seen the news. I had not seen the news till about two more days later. So I think I saw the news maybe the 14th or the 15th. Because at that time, of course, we're getting evaluations. Because immediately the military does the investigation to determine who's at fault or if you caused part of your accident. So immediately investigations began. So immediately I went into investigation.
Well, let's stop and go back and then we'll go forward into investigation. What specifically did he say to you? What did he say? He said, here's what you saw. I'm going to tell you what you saw. What did he say?
Specifically?
Mm-hmm.
He said, what do you think happened? I said, oh, well, I thought maybe I triggered something because as soon as I touched the button on the computer, boom. He was like, no, this is what happened, and that was it.
And,
it wasn't like he was elaborating or it was nothing additional.
And,
it was just blank, straight to the point.
April, what did he tell you happened? What did he say happened?
That some terrorists had hijacked the plane that ran into, or crashed into the Pentagon.
Now, have you ever talked to others? Because this story comes up with other emergency workers that showed up, people in the that these men would show up and say, this is what you saw. Is that clear? Did you ever talk to anybody else who told you similar stories?
No, I hadn't. No, I hadn't talked to anybody.
Okay. Now, you said you immediately went into the investigation phase. Please continue.
Yeah, what happened is when you're in the military, regardless, first of all, the Pentagon, you're selected to come there. So not everybody gets to go to the Pentagon. You're selected to come there. But it doesn't matter. If you're still active duty military, they begin investigations to determine if any part of that incident was your fault. And so then you have to get, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally evaluated, and then they investigate the incident to determine who's at fault. And so that began right away. And from there, they say, yeah, this is what happened. None of it is your fault. Or they say, this happened, but part of this is your fault. That type of thing.
All right, let's talk about that investigation. Long segment coming up with our guest, April Gallup. She survived with her newborn son in the Pentagon, where she held a top secret clearance with the SCI, with the U.S. Army. So we're going to go right back to her after the break and break down what she witnessed and what she saw and what she thinks about the official 9/11 fairy tale. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
I'm really honored to have April Gallup on with us. I wanted to let her tell the rest of her story in the 25 minutes we've got left. An amazing radio show so far today with David Icke and then the Bob Chapman on the show. Now April Gallup, we're really glad our producer Trey is getting so many important people on the show. Before we go back to April, I just want to make it clear. The establishment carried out these attacks because they knew we had cognitive dissonance and they thought that we couldn't face the horror of that. It's very cynical, very cold-blooded. And is the military mind, the cold-blooded war planner mind of end justifies the means. Well, you are not the good guys, and what you've done to this country is not good, and we are going to resist you, and we are going to expose you. So be put on notice for that, and it's not any pleasure or fun that we undertake this dangerous mission against you. We understand you're cold-blooded, hardcore thieves. You're sucking the whole country dry right now, the pension funds, the Pentagon's got $4 trillion missing. The Pentagon was in deep trouble, over $1.9 trillion missing in the Associated Press and Reuters 2 days before the attacks. And we know you're trying to cover up your bank robbery, basically. Now, we're going to talk to April in just a moment. I want to tell you about a couple sponsors first before we do that. We appreciate her courage in going public. New Vitality, ladies and gentlemen, is the longest they've just been around for a long, long, long time. I know it's an old company. And I know that they don't make magic claims or super claims. They've just got the well-documented thousands-of-year-old remedies, 100-year-old remedies, treatments, things that are known to really have good effects. NewVitality.com is their website. If you missed that website, there's a big banner halfway down the page on Infowars.com. And they've got thousands of different products. I mean, it's hundreds of pages of products. It's massive. You can't go through it all in a day, basically. Just go check them out or give them a phone call, 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. They have things like aloe colon and body cleanse. Aloe vera has been documented so long for its nutritive and health effects and detoxification and flushing out things. Then they have stuff like super beta prostate with a combo of different herbs that are well-known to treat the prostate that even medical doctors prescribe a lot of times. 1-800-569-4056. They're just great folks. NewVitality.com or, again, the banner up on Infowars.com. But not just those two products. Those are two that I researched and I know are great. They said, we want to sponsor you. What do you want to sponsor? And I said, well, I know these two. You know, I know aloe vera is really good for flushing out your intestines and detoxifying, and I know this formula of herbs for the prostate's great. I know you're a respected company, so I'll endorse these. But there's a lot of other great stuff on their website, newvitality.com. Then in closing, one other sponsor I want to tell you about is Food Shortage USA. And Food Shortage USA is great materials on how to store food yourselves in all the problems we face with the economy and war and the devaluation of the currency. Food Shortage USA, that's one word, foodshortageusa.com. And what you do right now is check out Food Shortage USA site. That's foodshortageusa.com and watch the free video there online. You'll learn why almost everything is wrong about how most people are preparing for the coming food crisis. Step-by-step approach for the average guy to get prepared for what's coming. I think it's the best part of this is you can get off the food grid easily, even if you don't have a lot of money to spend. Food Shortage USA. Listen, folks, don't wait for the crisis. Don't take a chance on having enough to eat. Check it out, foodshortageusa.com. Okay, going to April Gallup. Thank you for holding during the sponsors that make the show possible. Because I want you to be able to tell whatever part of the story you want. You've told us up to this point. Then they start the, quote, investigation. In the 20 minutes we've got left, roughly, run through then the rest of the story. And, boy, is there a lot of it left. And then tell us your take on what really happened on 9/11, being one of the victims of it.
Well, it's a long story because, again, it's been a long journey, and we're still battling in 2008. And the investigations remain ongoing, and because every so many months during the medical evaluations, the paperwork would get lost. And so then you had to start all over again and begin the process all over again. And so it stayed that way for many, many years. And then during one point in my medical eval, they were pretty much explaining to me that it wasn't appropriate to share that my son had been in the building that particular day and had gotten hurt. And then I thought it was unusual when I asked, well, what in the world am I supposed to say? Who am I supposed to say, you know, was hurt him? I mean, what in the world was I supposed to say? And a lot of these incidences are so memorable because you wonder, how do you tell someone that? Or how do you come in a hospital and someone's laid out and say, this is what happened, and never ask, well, how are you? Are you
when
okay?
Did you start to get suspicious about it not being an airplane that hit the Pentagon?
Well, because I, you know, when I was finally told, then I started asking questions because of where I worked. This was the Pentagon, supposedly one of the most secure buildings in all of the United States of America. And when you think about the budget, the technology, and things to that effect, my rationale was how on one particular day, nothing was functional and nothing was operational on that particular day. I just was thinking, what was the odds? And then, wow, jet fuel? You know, then I looked up, you know, the jet fuel, what the impact would be like. And then I began to question, well, how in the world, if this happened, how in the world are we not ashes?
Well, let's go back. Yeah, I mean, the plane burns up. You're right in the hit zone, but doesn't hurt you or, you know, hurt you, but doesn't burn you up or your son, thank God. And then later they start trying to pressure you about being wrong, even speaking to your friends and others about it. Before you were even really speaking out about 9/11 itself being a fraud, did they start pressuring you to shut up? Or when you started asking questions, what did they say about this?
Well, I started going public. And then there were times where there were just particular comments being made as far as, is it wise for me to say particular things when I am trying to get through, you know, these investigations?
So that's how the whole military is. They're always investigating. They're always saying you've done something wrong. So they have something to hang over your head. So now they're intimidating you. Be quiet because you're under investigation.
I mean, it wouldn't be, for an operative, it wouldn't be wise to just go up to somebody and say, well, you know, if you do this, we're going to do this. It's another method. It's more of, it's a more subtle yet direct method. Like, is it wise for you to be doing this while you're trying to get, you know, your medical eval, your medical releases? And it, just more, or we don't think it's appropriate if you discuss that your child, a minor, was, you know, in this particular area during this particular time. Then they changed it and said, well, weren't you there letting him visit people? And I said, well, now, it was an inadvertent way of saying, well, why don't you, instead of just saying, well, why don't you tell people you were there, you know, visiting and showing around, instead they say, well, why weren't you there letting him visit people? And I said, well, how do you get inside the Pentagon? How do you clear your child and get inside the Pentagon so you can show him off? That's just not possible.
Well, let's go back now. Yeah, you had said that nothing was working that day. Break down, what was it working that day, the stand down of Pentagon security?
Well, I mean, with you, if you sit down and you do your homework and you look at the money that's spent, when you go back and you go back maybe 4 years prior and you look at the Department of Defense budget and you look at the money that's spent, so this building can be deemed the most secure building in all of the United States of America. And then you look at how in the world was a plane even able to get within a certain radius of the building?
Now, they admit they have missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, guns, all of this, always ringing it. And then we know that day Dick Cheney ordered a stand down.
All right. I mean, so you have to say, you know, that leads to more questions. You got to understand, you know, everybody knows at this point that the official story was botched up. They know the official story was botched up. But, you know, there are certain things that lead to certain questions. You know, how do you spend this money in this building? And then on this particular day, nothing was functional, nothing was operational. And this building, the most secure one in all the United States, was able to get attacked. What's the probability of that? I mean, you have to really look at that. I mean, you really think about it. It doesn't have a very high probability of something like that happening, especially to that.
No, I agree. Now, give people a basic overview of your story, what this led to, lawyers, other things. I mean, hit all the key points.
I mean, when I was, you know, again, we, you know, then it went to, okay, something's got to be done. But I'm more of an effective type person. I'm not more of just talk. I try to find ways to get things done. So the first thing was I wanted to try to find a lawyer. But it was very hard because no one wanted to take the case. Then I started appealing to members of Congress.
Now, that means take the case. Then, tell people what you had a case about. I mean, specific.
Well, you know, it wasn't that it was clearly identified, because here you had the official story that was saying that it was a terrorist attack. However, there were so many questions out there that would lead you to believe otherwise.
And with legal action,
you can get those documents, and then you can put the pieces of the puzzle together.
Exactly. So you really start investigating.
So the purpose of the lawsuit was to try to obtain a lawsuit. The purpose of it was the best way to get to the bottom of a situation is to litigate and have documents subpoenaed and obtained. And then that way you can piece together what is true, what is fact. This is what happened. This isn't what happened.
Yeah, I've done that before.
But it was really hard to try to find attorneys who would take it. We finally have two people now in 2008. So it's been a long standing. We thought the commission was going to do something other than what it did, but then that wind up being a disappointment. Finally in 2008, we've had two wonderful attorneys, which we'll come back probably another time and talk about, pursuing litigation options. That's only because that's how you're going to get the information.
I knew they were taking down Access TV on a smaller area and engaged in corruption, so I just sued them for one issue to get documents on another and caught them stealing, as I already knew they were doing, and sent the guy to Huntsville. But then it went up to the higher-level folks in the city, so they killed the investigation with only him going to prison, John Villarreal. But, yes, you're right. If you know there's dirt and then you've got one claim, it's good to start a lawsuit to get in to something and burrow in. It's a way to get in there and get the facts. Now, let's be specific. You were there. You went through this. Have you ever had threats or intimidation after, other than trying to go after your job or give you medical releases? All other key points before the show ends.
After that, and after the questions came, after I said there's no way I could possibly say my child wasn't there, I said, well, okay, these are very valid questions.
Because they were asking you to lie. They were asking you to lie and say your child wasn't there.
They pretty much wanted me to say, they didn't say lie, they said it was inappropriate for me to discuss.
And so, but they wanted you to say, though, that your child wasn't there, though.
Right.
Yeah.
That I was there visiting. I took him there to visit with other people, and I said, you don't bring your child.
So they wanted you to say that you'd basically snuck your child in.
Pretty much. I brought him there to visit with other people.
Okay, so
bringing my son to visit.
So day one, you're in the hospital bed, and they're telling you this is what you saw, this is what happened, and now they're trying to set dirt up on you, and so you start to really ask questions.
I wasn't going to say it, so that was it. I mean, I say the truth as I saw it from the perspective that I had, and that's what I stand on.
Were there threats after that? I mean, now that you've been public for the last year or so, longer.
It just seems like, actually I've been out from the beginning. I just was trying to find other methods of doing things that had a little bit more teeth to it. We've taken up this issue since January of 2002. And then December, that's when we started trying to get attorneys.
So ever since then, something was wrong. I mean, you didn't see a plane. None of this happened. You smelled a big, fat, dirty rat. And so run over the high points. I mean, run over the key things that have happened since then.
It was like afterwards, an investigation is only supposed to take 90 days from the date of the event. So that's from September 11, 2001, 90 days from September 11, 2001. The investigation part for the medical was not over until 2003.
Wow.
And that was because every 2 months or close to the beginning of the third month, the paperwork would get lost. And then we had to start all over again. And then finally, when that was done, all of a sudden, I was supposedly been overpaid by the Department of Defense, a certain amount of money for this period of time, all of a sudden. And it's in total violation of their regulation. There's no way you would be able to go.
Okay, so there's all sorts of dirty tricks going on. Did you start to figure out that something was wrong?
Right. That evidently either I was on something or they were concerned about something that I said because the behavior, it just all got very unusual. And most of the time when you see that, it can only mean a number of things. But again,
April, when did you first start to think, hey, this is an inside job?
Well, I began questioning about the end of November 2001, and that's when I began to find to go on a search to find an attorney. So it's not just, starting a year, or maybe people are just finding out about it, but it's been a long journey.
No, I know you've been out a few years.
I understand.
But I mean, folks have only known about you for a few years. Because you're kind of within the system trying to fix it from within. I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com audio stream listeners. If you're listening to Genesis, you want to go over to InfoWars.com and listen to the streams there. If you want to hear the behind-the-scenes discussion. For everybody else on the wonderful AM and FM dial, shortwave satellite, we'll be right back with a final segment with April Gallup. But we're going to skip that break right now for the folks listening at InfoWars.com. Stay with me.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SolaySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Final segment with April Gallup. It's also final segment of this radio show. Okay, April, any other key points you want to add? And then you've got a legal defense fund address for folks that want to try to, or not even legal defense fund, a exploratory legal fund to try to get in there and investigate what really happened at the Pentagon. People can say, oh, there's no hope, so what? Hey, all of us resisting in a million different ways, it's going to bring the New World Order down. But then I want, and in closing, I want you to tell us exactly what you think happened on 9/11. Go ahead.
Okay. Again, for those that are following, those who haven't, it's obvious by many of the testimonies, whether it was by the done during the commission, there were many contradictions in testimonial statements. The official story was botched up, and you can't help but conclude that there was a large amount of negligence and an intentional act on that particular day. But again, for us to bring a conclusion to the matter, it is going to take legal action. So we now have to bring teeth to what we're trying to do and pull together a strong legal team. So if you have paralegal skills, if you know a good attorneys, please stand up, and volunteer. If everybody at the sound of my voice donated $5, that would be good. You can send it to Attention Elijah's Fund, EOISHA, S Fund, and you can put specifically legal if that's what you want it to go to. And it can go to 1100 Johnson Ferry, Ferry Road, Suite 900, Atlanta, Georgia, 30341. Or you can call 1-800-983-6223 regarding where to send any other conceivable gift. This particular fund can take any conceivable gift, but our goal is to continue in the battle. But legal action is going to be the best way to get the missing pieces of the puzzle.
Okay,
so we can bring a conclusion to this matter.
Bottom line, you personally looking at it, is 9/11 an inside job?
I mean, when you say that, in what respect?
Clearly the official story is a fairy tale.
Yeah, right. The official story is botched, and I do believe that there were intentional acts on that day, and I'm working very hard to bring that to a conclusion and get those missing pieces to the puzzle. And in order to do that, it would be wrong for me to make a final statement without conclusive evidence. We need to get that conclusive evidence, and the best way we can do that is through litigation.
Well, I don't think it's a bad way to do it. I don't think it's a bad way to do it, but, I mean, when you got a duck swimming around in front of you quacking in the lake, you know it's a duck, and the evidence is just unbelievably overwhelming all over 9/11.
It's blatantly obvious, there's nothing else to say. It's blatantly obvious, but we've got to stand up and we've got to do something. And we can't just let it die down, and we can't just keep talking about it. We have to put some teeth to the
I agree. We've got to keep it moving, or they'll stage more terror attacks. It's absolutely key. And the fact that we have exposed it has probably backed them off a bunch of other attacks. April, it's been great having you on. I'm glad you and your son survived, and thank you for your courage to stand up and speak out. And we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. There she goes, Pentagon survivor April Gallup. And what an incredible radio show today. Woo! David Icke coming up right after the break. The show continues. It never ends. We'll be back in 1 minute. Unfortunately, not on our wonderful AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave or Satellite. But we will be at one place on the Infowars.com streams. Those are different than any other streams on the web carrying the show, because on other streams, it's just for those 4 hours. On Infowars.com, you'll hear David Icke coming up with some amazing new info. Bob Chapman, and in the first part of the show, first 30 minutes, I break down the U.S. Army invading the U.S., not just a drill, the total end of posse comitatus, absolute high treason against the government and the people committed by the New World Order. That is coming up in T-minus 70 seconds at one place, absolutely vital. Please join us there. We'll be right back at Infowars.com. God bless you all. Great job, John and crew here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.